Rivers Revival. We have three board members here today, Bob Brammer and Robin Fortney. But I just want to tell you, Iowa Rivers Revival is a statewide organization that advocates for rivers. We advocate to protect rivers, we advocate to restore rivers, and we advocate to get people out on the rivers and enjoy them. We established the River Town of the Year Award because we wanted to recognize and hold up as example communities that use the river, embrace the river, and make the best use of it possible. So with that, I'm going to turn this over. Well, I should tell you what we're going to do today. We're here to present the award. And those of us with Iowa Rivers Revival would like to see some of the projects that we're given the award for. So there'll be a little tour that we go on a little later. But I'm going to turn it over to Robin Fortney, who's going to talk a lot more about why your city was given this award. So thank you.
It's really nice to be here. I've met some of you, and I've learned or have clarified some of the information we got on the application that's been really, really helpful to not just meet you, to be here and to hear more about what you've done. And I understand it's been costly, but that it's, you know, that's what you have to do, I guess, to get where you need to be. My job is to tell you why Clinton. So there were a bunch of applications, nominations for the award, as you might expect. For the first time, we had a lot of Mississippi River towns who applied, which is great. So we reviewed them, we compared them, we reviewed them again, we made some calls, and we kept coming back to Clinton for one reason. Of course, you all know what that reason is, right? Can you guess?
Awesome.
A part of you is awesome. This is the first year ever we've had a town talk about their wastewater treatment plant. In all the years that we've been doing this. That is awesome. What you've been doing is beyond awesome. I'm a river person. I've paddled all over the state, all over the Midwest, and I know a lot of river towns. I know I've been in a lot of water, and you see, when you're sitting on the water and you see what the riverbanks look like, what the cities look like in relationship to the rivers. What I look at is does this town actually care about the river? When I go out in the world and I talk to people, it's like, this is what I did one time with the county conservation board executives. I said, how many of you have a river running through your county? And of course, everybody's hands raised up because that's kind of how, if you weren't on a railroad, you've settled by a river. So then I asked them, how many of you have programs to get people out on those rivers? Four people across the state. Being on a big river like Huron, you have great advantage because everybody wants to be out on it. Everybody can be out on it. If you've got a boat big enough, you're going to be out on the river, and you're very lucky. And I don't know how many of you have lived here your whole lives. How many of you have lived here your whole lives? Quite a few of you. That's good. And a lot of you, probably even more, are immigrants, right? That's great. That says a lot about what a city has to offer. So why? Okay. At the top of the application is a conversation about the wastewater reclamation facility. And you talked about it. And so we called, Bram here and I called the DNR's NPDES permit writer in Manchester, right? Is Washington, that's right, Terry Jones. And he said, Clinton's a poster child. They are now a poster child. because of the work. So, you know, we talked a lot about what you'd written in your application, and, you know, there's a lot more that I wanted to know from his perspective, like how good are they really? Because ultimately, it's what you put out into the Mississippi that tells how good you are. So your impact on this river really is how good you are. And he said, you've come a long way. So here's, I don't want to bore anybody, but this stuff's important. This is why you're paying all the money you are in fees, okay? So you built a new regional, not just a new wastewater facility, but a regional facility, which I don't know how that all came about, but that's those kind of partnerships are the way of the future, and it's really great because you will continue to grow. With that facility and other infrastructure, you will continue to grow and kind of merge into the countryside. And it's good for everybody, right? Okay, being proactive about the biological nutrient reduction is huge. You're ahead of the game when the rules come out. I mean, I work for industry, and we were affected as a power plant. We were affected like so many industries were when the nutrient reduction strategy was passed. All the point source folks were affected. But you guys, I don't know, you're like the first in the state, right? Isn't that right? That's what I'm understanding. So you're a leader, and I understand you have a great engineering consultant that's been working with you, getting you where you need to be, and really, has something to offer, some huge, that's huge. That's all huge. And this process you're going through to separate the sewers, the sanitary and storm sewers, that process, that expensive process you're going through, it's going to take some time, but the fact that you're doing it is something that most towns, most river towns, are going to have to do. And you obviously have a great engineering staff, and you're getting into a good place. And so the green infrastructure project, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I understand now how all that fits together. I was there to see Jason get the award last week at the Iowa Water Conference. It was very exciting. So he had too many people around him for me to kind of meet him that day, so I knew I'd meet him today. And then the other thing that I find very curious, and we talked a little bit about, is because I'm from Des Moines, and I know how our system works, there's no chlorination, so we're still sending out bugs, like bad bugs, into the Mississippi. So we talked about how that, you know, why that is, and... As a river user, I don't like hearing it that our wastewater is not being dechlorinated. What's the word you used?
Disinfected.
Disinfected. Yes, but that's going to be happening. So that's one more thing to add to the checklist. Anyway, here's what I wanted to tell you. Terry Jones, I asked him if he'd be here to give us a little bit of perspective on why this stuff is so important, so that everybody can hear it. But anyway, he wasn't able to, but he sent me this. He said, I compared effluent data from the city's old wastewater treatment plant, so the old data that you had submitted, with the new plant data. He says, I believe the new plant officially came online in September of 2012. That's right. But may have been operational prior to that for a while. So what he did was he reviewed the 2009 through mid-2011 data to June 2014 through January of this year. And he says the results were pretty impressive, exclamation point, which for DNR is a big deal. So around ammonia nitrogen, he said the new plant shows a 94% reduction in the monthly averages. These are terms, I'm just going to say what they are because somebody is actually doing these tests. The carbonaceous biochemical oxygen demand and the total suspended solids. Two things every plant's got to test for. 90% reduction for the CBOD and 85% reduction in suspended solids. That's huge. That stuff's huge. So then also the application mentioned the nutrients. And so this is how I calculated. I don't know if I'm exactly right, but it looked like the new treatment plant had reduced nitrogen by 59% and phosphorus by 76%. So I don't know if that sounds right or if you think it's better than that. But anyway, it's significant. So so Terry Jones, I've been in communication with him a number of times, half dozen times maybe, because I learn something every time we talk. But here's a story I wanted to tell you. I was up at the Capitol a couple weeks ago for a REAP lobby day, and Chuck Gipp was in the room, and I went over and we talked. We see each other at a lot of the same meetings. And I said, you know, here's one of the projects I'm working on, the Rivertown of the Year Award. And I said, I can't tell you who it is this year, because it's not public. But it's the first year that we're actually awarding a city this award, or giving a city this award because of their wastewater treatment plant upgrades. And he goes, Clinton, right? He said, they're a poster child. They've gone above and beyond. And I thought, that's, you know, I know he's been here. I know you guys have talked. I know you've gotten other awards. But we didn't know about the other awards. We didn't know anything about you, really, until we got the application. So it's nice, and I want you to hear that we understand that this is a really big deal. Then you're doing good stuff. So I'm just going to touch real briefly on a few of the other things that are highlights. The Green Infrastructure Project to kind of help minimize the stormwater effluent and to have more infiltration going on. And I know that's kind of affects your combined sewer overflow issues. So hopefully and I hear that more of that's coming, right? That's fabulous stuff. I've said this to several of you. I don't recognize legislators in the room. We do have, good. So what we want you to hear is that some of the money that's available to cities like Clinton to do some of these jobs comes from money that you guys agreed to give them. And that they can then use that money to grow for, you know, a variety of projects. So the money that we want you to set aside for river projects is really critical. And you see where it goes. So I just wanted to make sure that you heard that from me. Because we understand, you know, we see this every year, that this money is important for every single river town and a lot of river towns doing good things. I don't want to just leave it at that because we know you're doing, and I'll just mention this real quick, a lot of cultural stuff that you're proud of, connections, trail systems, that kind of expansion. You've got some good tourism stuff going on, the Lumber Kings, the Lumber Museum, all that sort of thing. It's just cool for you guys, really cool for tourists to come through to a town like Clinton and have a reason to hang out a while, spend money. So it's really great. That's all I'm going to say. I've taken a lot of time, but I'm very excited to be here.
Well, with no further comments that we have, I would like to say that I'd like Mayor Volich step forward. I knew I was going to butcher it, but I didn't.
I warned you.
Yeah. Well, if you'd like to step forward, we would like to present this award to the city, to the citizens of the city. We know it's richly deserved, and that you've all worked together in such a cooperative manner that it's really heartwarming to come and see a community that's this close.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, that'd be great. Yeah.
I'm learning how to do this. You know, get the photo ops without things in front of you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, they didn't tell me how long I had to speak, and that's always dangerous for a politician. I do have this whole file in case I run out of things to say. But first off, before I even get started, though, I want to recognize a couple other elected people that actually made some of these things happen. We have standing in the back is Tom Detterman, who's a council member at large and also my mayor pro tem. We have Sean Connell, our newest member to the city council, as a council member at large. And in front of Sean, we have Julie Allacy, who's first ward council, who sometimes I forget to introduce as first ward council because she's currently being the interim president for the chamber. And sometimes I forget which hat she's got on. And today she has both hats. And, you know, so I want to make sure. They've been part of this for a long time. You know, I've been with the city on the council and mayor now going on 10 years. They've been not quite as long. But so we have a history of what's been happening with the city and our the Mississippi River. So, you know, on behalf of myself, the city council, and the entire community, I would like to thank you very much for this award. I'm very proud of it. And, you know, I was trying to think what to say today, and you've taken a lot of my material. But that's okay, because that was in the speech that was the second rewrite that I thought people would think was not really who wants to talk about a wastewater treatment plant. So some of that's already been covered. So that's fine. So I think what I thought about, what should we really talk about? And I thought we'd talk about the history of Clinton and how we got here. You know, Clinton was originally founded in 1857. It was founded by lumber barons that pushed the logs down the river, and we had the sawmills in Clinton. The riverfront was actually where the sawmills were, and part of Clinton is actually sitting on sawdust. So, you know, we started with lumber, and then as we entered the 20th century, you know, lumber ended. That boom was over, and we moved into heavy industry. And why did we have heavy industries? Because we had a river, and it was an easy place to discharge all their contaminants out into the Mississippi. You know, through the 20th century, you know, that continued. Industries came and went. Clinton evolved. We matured. And, you know, the economy changed. Different companies came, and now as we entered the 21st century, the heavy polluting industries are gone, you know, but there's one thing that has remained here in Clinton, and it's never going to move. We will always have the Mississippi River as our easternmost border. You know, it does protect us from Illinois over there. You know. A little bit like the moat, you know, Illinois is over on that side of the river. And I should point out, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, the river is probably less than 200 yards away from us. And in the last week, we actually have our flood protection working. And this area, if we wouldn't have had it, would have been very close to being underwater. But it was something that was put in back in the 60s because we knew we had to learn how to live with the Mississippi River. Because, you know, it can be our friend, but it can also be very much an enemy to us. And, you know, through the years, we've been very proud to have that levee. I guess I'll digress for a moment to talk about a rivalry that I used to have with the former mayor, Bill Gluba, down in Davenport. When we would go to meetings, you know, they would have high water, and his town is flooding. They're putting up their HESCO barriers. They have $500,000 of, you know, repairs to do. And I'd say, you know, we only have to close our gates and turn our pumps on. And he said, well, we don't mind it. We like to see the river. I said, we can see the river. We have a great river in front. You know, so different vision, you know, and I think Clinton today wouldn't be what it is if we wouldn't have had that foresight in us to protect our riverfront, because there's no way a town of this size could afford to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars every year to protect ourselves from the floods. And, you know, sometimes we have two and three a year. You know, we have, as we moved into the 21st century, we have taken a totally different approach. No longer can industries be allowed to pollute the waterways. No longer can we be allowed to, you know, discharge our solid waste into the rivers. And so we've taken a very proactive approach. You know, we built the regional wastewater reclamation facility. This plant serves Comanche, Clinton, and Lowmore. And believe me, that was a project that went on for many years because, you know, there, as they joke in Comanche, there is a cannon that faces toward Clinton because we are so close to the border. And we've had some rivalries as far as who owns which property when industries want to come. So that was a struggle. And, you know, anytime a city gives up something and has to work with another city, that becomes, you know, a little more difficult to do. But, you know, we have begun to work on the regional approach. We try to work with Fulton for projects for a four-lane of a highway, which is totally not related to this. But we know as a city we can't survive by ourselves. You know, in 2013, we received the All-Star Community Award for our wastewater treatment project, which we're very proud of. In 2012, I wasn't even going to bring this up, but since you mentioned the fact that we won an award for wastewater, I became mayor in 2012, and Colin Wallenkamp, who is the executive director of the Mississippi River City and Towns Initiative, was just starting in 2012. It's funded by the Walton Foundation, and their purpose is the preservation of the Mississippi River and the ecosystem, river commerce, and river tourism. I got a call from him. I'd only been the mayor a couple of weeks, and he said, we want Clinton to be a member of this. It was eligible for all the cities along the Mississippi. There's 120 cities, actually, on that border the Mississippi in 10 states. He said, we want Clinton to be a member of this. It's very important that you come to this meeting, our organizational meeting, because you are, as you put it, the poster child. We had a wastewater treatment facility that was doing nutrient reduction. And this was one of their biggest topics that they wanted to take to Washington, D.C., because the lobby is that we're looking for money to help cities pay for the combined sewer overflows and the nutrient reduction. So I went to St. Louis. 20 people showed up, 20 mayors, you know, and from there we now have an organization of over 70 mayors that goes out to D.C. We are trying to deal with protecting the Mississippi River. We also want to use it for commerce, but we want to protect it, but we also know that the lifeblood of the river is also tourism. So, you know, we're constantly working on this. We also have completed our first green infrastructure project. When I went to the meeting in 2013, there was only one other person that attended that meeting in Washington, D.C. when they brought up green infrastructure that even knew what it was, and that was Mayor Buell of Dubuque, because they'd already completed one. Clinton was getting there started. So Iowa has always been on the cutting edge of the technology to protect the river. You know, these projects, I know Jessica in a few minutes, our city administrator, is going to go through. I'm hoping that I'm not going into any more detail about any of these things. But to me, you don't want to hear facts and figures. You don't want to hear what all this means. All I know is we're protecting the Mississippi River. I was born and raised in Clinton, and, you know, I'm no different than anybody else that was born here. We take the river for granted. You know, today the Mississippi River is a big tourist attraction. I grew up looking at the Mississippi River, so, you know, was it a big deal for me? No, it's right there. But there are people that will travel thousands of miles to come see the Mississippi River. And I experienced that last summer when the American Queen docked here. And I talked to some of the people that came that were cruising the Mississippi, and they talked about how beautiful our riverfront was and how we're an old river town, and they enjoyed to see our history. And we've done a very good job of protecting the history of Clinton. And we need to still do an even better job. You know, unfortunately, funding is always a problem, but that's why we go to Washington, D.C. We hit up our state legislators for money. You know, we need tax credits. We need things to help us. And, you know, that's going to be an ongoing battle. But, you know, when I talked about in the 1800s that we had sawdust basically was our riverfront, today we have a beautiful riverfront. Where the sawmills used to be, we have a first-class marina. We have a restaurant. We have a professional theater and a paddle wheel boat. We have an RV park. We have the Clinton Lumber Kings, which is professional minor league baseball. In today's market, you know, that's almost unheard of for a small town of 26,000 to have professional baseball. We've been able to support baseball since 1937 continuously. Nobody in the Midwest League has anywhere near the history. We are the oldest member of the Midwest League. So, you know, this community is just dedicated to protecting and surviving. You know, those are things that are on our riverfront. But we have something else that I don't want to forget about. We have Eagle Point Park, which is a beautiful park that overlooks the Mississippi. High above the bluffs, we actually look out at the Mississippi at the widest point of the Mississippi, which is Pool 13. It's over a mile wide. Now, you know, it's a breathtaking view, and we fondly refer to it as Lake Clinton. We actually are working on getting the name. I always thought it was called Lake Clinton, but apparently it isn't in some of the books. And some of the maps it is, but we're working on getting it actually changed to Lake Clinton instead of Pool 13. But it's beautiful. There's 28,000 acres of aquatic habitat in Lake Clinton. You know, so it's something that if you've never been there, you need to see it. You need to experience it. On a foggy day, unfortunately, you can't see too well, but on a clear day, you can actually see the Thompson Federal Prison in Thompson, Illinois, across there. You can actually, that's how big, but it's just huge. It's beautiful. And, you know, I hope that you've caught on that I'm very passionate and I'm very proud of Clinton. This is the place that I call home. It's the place I always will call home. And, you know, Jessica, now I'm going to turn it over to her to give you some more details about our award and what the city has done. But I just want to finish by saying, once again, thank you for making us River Town of the Year, and it is very greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. you, Mayor Volich. Before I get started with my comments, I did want to take some time to recognize some staff members that we have here who, as I was sitting there writing down their names, making sure I didn't forget them, I realized have some connection to the river in one way or the other. From the engineering department, we have our city engineer, Jason Kraft, and assistant city engineer, Zane Penock, who have been very involved in these projects. We also have our water quality superintendent, Bob Milroy, who manages the wonderful facility that we're celebrating today with this award. We also have Parks and Recreation Director Greg Obrin here, and of course, Parks and Recreation involves the river. It's two in the same. And then we have Fire Chief Mike Brown here as well, who, or he was here. Oh, there he is. So, you know, we are now bringing public safety to the river with our fire boat, which I think is just about a year old or a little over a year old. So we have staff members, and as staff members of the City of Clinton, we are connected to the river every day in a variety of ways. The Iowa Rivers Revival really says it best about why this award is deserving for the City of Clinton. We are a model, and we have been serving as a model for other cities in Iowa for the last about 5 years now. Leadership is not always easy, and I think there are some there are current and past elected officials that need to be recognized for making some difficult decisions that were not always well received, but have got us to the point where we are today, where we are serving as a leader in bio-nutrient removal, protecting our biggest asset of the Mississippi River, and making sure that we can continue to grow our economy and base with additional capacity of our treatment plant. There are many partnerships that have gone along with this, and the thing that the Iowa Rivers Revival Group has pointed out is that River Towns of the Year seem to have a common thread of cooperation and collaboration, and there are so many things that we cannot do on our own that we do as a community. With the wastewater treatment plant, obviously the partnerships with Lomore and Comanche made that possible. We're a regional wastewater reclamation facility, not the City of Clinton wastewater treatment plant. The Main Avenue Green Infrastructure Project involved a number of partnerships, including the Lions Business and Professionals Association, who was, we basically tore up their front door, and they were very cooperative, and I think we've all seen that the end product that we have up there is astonishing and something that we want to try to continue to replicate and model across the city. In addition to that project, we had partnerships with the DNR and the Iowa Finance Authority. Most of that project was actually funded with sponsored project funds, which is something new that has come out from the DNR. And it's the 25th Avenue North Pump Station project that allowed us to utilize these extra funds and basically have an interest-free project to produce. In addition, we're always partners with the Chamber and with the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and as Carrie and I sat down a few months ago to write our application for this award, I think that just really shows the partnership that we have. It's not a City of Clinton award as an organization or an individual Convention and Visitors Bureau award. It's all of our award, and I think that's a partnership that we really treasure and cherish. And I do have to say, I wasn't going to mention it originally, but Cindy Brackemeyer with the Candlelight and the Clinton Marina, the partnerships that we have created over the last few years to make sure that recreation, whether it's dining, whether it's renting a slip or getting gas at our marina, just the recreation along the riverfront has increased so much in value over the last few years under Cindy's great management. And so with that, I would like to say that we do have a wonderful asset in the wastewater treatment plant, and we do love to show off this asset when we can. Today is not the greatest day due to rain and weather, but if you would like a tour, we would love to give you a tour. And same with the Main Avenue Green Infrastructure Project. A lot of what people see is the aesthetic beauty of having permeable pavers, new streetlights, and a lot of the improvements that have been made. But when you think about how much water is able to slowly infiltrate into our stormwater system versus just sheeting off the pavement and heading straight towards the river, in anything that was over a half-inch rain event, we were making great progress there. And that's just the start of things to come. We have many more projects that will be happening as part of our long-term control plan over the next, I think, 20 years. I think we're about 5 years in now. So So please look forward to seeing those things. We really are hoping that we can take these projects and make the connection with the residents to have everybody realize that we all play a role in our stormwater management and keeping our river clean. And there is a quote that I wanted to end on today from Mother Teresa. I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the water to create many ripples. This is just one of the ripples that we are creating along the Mississippi River, and one that we will, and ripples that we will continue to create with multiple stones that we'll be casting towards the health of that river in the future. And so with that, I'd like to turn it over to Carrie Donair for her comments.
This is so fun, isn't it? I love this. I will be very brief. I know there are others who would like to comment, so I will just say on behalf of the Chamber and Convention and Visitors Bureau, thank you so much to Iowa Rivers Revival for recognizing Clinton as Iowa's River Town of the Year. I think to most of us in the room, Clinton, Iowa is the river town every year, and we're very excited to celebrate with you this year. No one has touched on this yet, so I'm happy that I do want to share just one thought with everyone, and everyone in this room owns this award and this accolade, and I think everyone in this room has contributed to Clinton, Iowa being River Town of the Year. But something that I have spent some time thinking about in tourism and marketing is how the river has really shaped our town, literally and figuratively. And that is a cultural geography concept that I've gotten to learn a little bit more about working with the Augustana students on some local projects. But the river is what curves our town. It's what makes it so long. It's what makes it easy to get around some places and harder to get where you're going if you're a visitor to the community. The river has shaped us, but we have also shaped that river. So the way that our community has always collaborated and united to embrace the riverfront and to work forward on projects including tennis courts, the skate park, the Lumber Kings, the park, Rock Creek, and all of their different programming and amenities, really that is, we help shape the river culturally. And I just wanted to touch on that because it's what makes my job easier, marketing the community to visitors and new residents. And I think it's what we as residents and advocates of Clinton, Iowa really appreciate about the river as well. So I just wanted to applaud the entire community for that. And I think it's no wonder we celebrate the river all year round. I think looking at events like the Eagle Watch in the winter and with so much birding, biking, and hiking going along on the Great River Road this year, it's just something we can all celebrate. So thanks to Iowa Rivers Revival, and congratulations to everyone in the community.
Well, thank you for your attention, and there's a couple things I want to talk about yet, and one is we have, I think, three legislators here that I'd like to introduce. Representative Mary Wolf.
Yes. Congratulations,
and,
everyone.
Yeah, and if any of you would like to make comments, you're welcome to. And Representative Mary, do you have more comments?
I'm very proud.
Then Representative Norlin Mumpson.
Can I say?
Sure, yeah.
Congratulations, everybody. This is an indication of how a community can work together. But I didn't realize it was the sewage treatment plant. And I'm the chairman of the Ag and Natural Resources Sub-Appropriations Committee, so we kind of contribute to some of the money. But I've also been involved with the nutrient management strategy and trying to develop some policy. And you don't know how discouraging it is when you're digging into some paperwork and then you ask an organization or a community, you know, why are you doing it this way? And their answer is, we have a permit to do it. And I'm so glad to see you're so proactive and not using that excuse to continue to pollute, because I think you're just way ahead of the curve of everybody else in the state. Congratulations.
And then Senator Rita Hart.
It's my car.
Would you like the podium?
I think I can yell from here. So.
It's really great to be here. I would echo many of the remarks that have been made before. But Mary said she was proud to be here. And I guess that sums up my feelings at this moment. So when I look around this room and I see all the different people that do so many things on a daily basis to make things like this happen, right? That's kind of overwhelming, and it makes me really proud to represent you at the state level. And Mary and I in New Orleans, we work very hard out there to do the best job we can to further your efforts. And that's what it takes. You know, we joke about the wastewater treatment plant, but it's much like our own homes, right? That the most money, the most energy, the most difficult decisions have to do with the things that nobody can see or comment on. But if you don't do that, if you don't make that investment, then, you know, your house falls apart, right? You don't have what it needs to move forward, to build a future. And that's what you guys have done. You've made some really tough decisions, and I've knocked on many doors where I've heard the complaints and the criticisms of some of those decisions, and yet you did it anyway. And it, not only is it something that we're celebrating today for what it means today, but great things, I'll echo what Jessica is saying, that great things are going to come because of this. And again, because of all the different people here in the room that are making those things happen. So we've got great things to look forward to. And so I thank Iowa Rivers Revival for recognizing Clinton, recognizing not only that they've done a good job, but they need to have a little bit of recognition for the fact that this is they're unsung heroes in this regard. So we thank you for that, and I thank everybody who does those things.